You tell. out and hold the baby fart. We got one we're going to try. Sure, we'll do it right now. Okay. Y'all pray for us. We're praying. Just a little bit, and we're gonna give her a try. We've got some of our folks that don't get to come here a lot. They have their own churches that, you know, we kind of grow and we move. And Marilyn has, which book's it in? So Michael and Meg and whatever your name is, and Lisa, and y'all come up here. And we're going to try this because I always do what the piano player. It in this room. No, it's in this other book.
Yeah.
see everyone that's here, know that, and I do remember Wayne and Vanessa and their family, and Mitchell and Hillary, that, you know, with them taking, Wayne, I get his name, Delane, to the hospital there. They're all in a little bit of panic mode right now, but let's remember them, that the Lord's comfort will be around them. So, y'all pray first and we'll try this.
Anybody got a testimony, anything you need to do or say? Amen. Amen. What a joy. What a joy to be here this morning.
Amen.
And to feel what we feel. We preached this morning about feeling is believing. Amen. I believe we can feel something today. And I appreciate that. What a joy it is to be over at the house of God. And to see each one of you, we appreciate everybody, all of our visitors and everybody that's come in. I'm not going to start calling names, but we appreciate you being here. I want you to just make yourself at home. And if the Spirit makes you feel at home, you'll feel at home indeed today. And if you're here this morning and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, we can't stress enough that how much we'd love for you to find Him as your Savior. Be saved while there's time, while there's opportunity. If you're here, if you're down and out, you're discouraged, and maybe you're not as happy on Easter as you'd like to be, let me recommend Jesus to you. Just turn to Him, and He'll put that peace down in your heart that only He can do today. So good to be here, and I love each one of you. That good singing. I could have just sat here and listened to singing all day long. I could have. Amen. And but I appreciate each and every one. I appreciate our Sunday school class, our devotion, everything that's been done and said thus far. Appreciate our service this morning. About the time the sun was coming up, and we felt the Spirit of the Lord there. But I would like for you, if you will, to turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians in the third chapter of 1 Corinthians. And this is not going to be an Easter message, but I feel like it's what God would have us to do. And I've always been one that tried to, no matter what the seasons were, whether it was Christmas, if at Christmas time, if He wanted me to preach about the crucifixion, I'd be willing to do that. And at Easter time, if He wanted me to preach about the birth of Christ, we'd do that. Just whatever He leads. I've never tried to figure God out. His ways are higher than my ways. But I do have some scripture I'd love to leave with you this morning, maybe testify just for a minute. In the third chapter of 1 Corinthians, and this is Paul talking to the church at Corinth here, and I want to preach to us just for a few minutes about a foundation that has passed the test. And I want you to think about that for just a little bit. In a world that we live where there's failures everywhere you look, so many things on weak and shifting sand that don't survive the storms, I want you to think about a foundation that is sure and steadfast. And it's been proven. It's been tried. It's not a foundation that's just been given a weak course in life, but it's been tried. But tried very hard. And praise God, it survived. It survived, and it's still surviving. And it'll survive when the world's on fire. I'm glad of that. Well, if I didn't know that, if I wasn't sure of that today, I wouldn't have any reason to live. Really wouldn't. But because He lives, I can face tomorrow.
Amen.
In the ninth verse in the third chapter of 1 Corinthians, Paul says here, "For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. For other foundations can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. And I want to go back and read this 11th verse and what Paul said here. He said, "For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ." And we're taught, and I have been taught from the beginning, that Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone of the church today. I believe that. We over here at Liberty Hill, we're proud of our building. We're proud of what it's sitting on. And but I'm glad today that it's sitting on something far more firm than the foundation that's under it. It's sitting on the foundation of God, and that's the reason it has survived. And if this building was to blow away, the foundation would still be there, the foundation that the church is founded upon. And so I want us to look about a tested foundation and about some things that happened through God's Word that prove time and time again that this has been tested and it's been tried. There's folks today that are looking for something. There's people trying to get a hold of something that's solid today, and they're looking everywhere. People are spending thousands and thousands of dollars. Tax money is being spent here and there, everywhere you look, trying to find something solid, something that'll work. But I'm going to tell you, the solid foundation today is a free gift that was made on Calvary's Hill. How for you and I today, it's a foundation that's been established. It's a foundation that our forefathers built upon, and it's still standing no matter how big the storm today. And I want to encourage you, if you're building somewhere that you feel like you're not getting anywhere, how that what you're building is sinking and shifting around, let me encourage you, get back on the solid rock, that rock being Jesus, and it'll stand firm when the winds blow and when the rain descends. Amen. The Bible said over in the book of Matthew, and Jesus was trying to teach other people, and he would use praise God that he used examples that would get down to my level, where somebody like me that didn't do very good in school could understand where he was coming from. And the Bible said that he talked about a man that built his house upon a rock. He said, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these things of mine and doeth them, I will liken unto him a wise man which built his house upon a rock." And we know that if you get something as solid as a rock, you're on a sure, high, solid foundation today. And he went on to say, "And then the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock." And Jesus was trying to get us to understand that if we'll put our faith and our trust and build on the foundation that's already been laid, that it'll stand and it'll do when the wind blows or when the world is on fire today. Amen. Amen. But he went on a little further. And he said, "Those that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, I will liken unto him a foolish man who built his house upon the sand." You see, no matter where you build at, we're all susceptible to the storm. Amen? Amen. We're all going to have the storm. And he told them over there, said, a foolish man that builds his house on the sand. And again, he put this house under the same test measure as the house that was built on the rock. He said, "The rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and it beat upon that house, and that house fell." And he went on to say, "I believe that great was the fall of it." And I begin to think about, have you ever been down to the beach and been walking and see somebody that really put a lot of time and effort in building a sandcastle? I'm not talking about taking a bucket that's already formed and putting some sand in it and just making a mold. That's easy, I can do that. But I'm talking about somebody that really spent some time building a sandcastle. And not only would they build it pretty big, but they would even put detail in it. You can tell they had to take a
a pencil or something small and drew the windows out in it and made the mold around it and just put a lot of time and effort into it. And I'd stand and I'd look at that and I'd say, now boy, somebody really spent some time on this. And I thought, but you know the sad thing is the tide's going to come up too soon. And if I know ocean the way it done yesterday, it's going to come up and it's going to take that and it's going to level it flat with all the other sand. How they say. And I'm sure that the people that built that sandcastle, they knew what the consequences of that was. They were sure that the waves were going to come up and take it away. But today, when we're building something for eternity today, and we're building on something that we want it to stand, that we want it to be able to stand against the winds and the rains that come with life and the troubles that Satan's going to blow at us, I want to encourage you today to get on the solid foundation. Paul told them over here that it's the foundation laid by Christ, amen. And he says to take heed how you build on that foundation. I tell you what, today, I'm not building on anything new. I hadn't laid out my own foundation. I'm building on a foundation that was established by God, and it stands sure. And the only way thing that I can build on it that'll stand is build on thus saith the word of God. Anything else is going to be tested today, and it's going to be blown away, burned up, amen. But what we put on that foundation that has God in it, it'll stand, amen.
Amen.
It'll stand. Praise God today. Boy, I'm glad of that. I'm glad that we need to be careful how we build on the foundation. He said, take heed how you build. A lot of things are being added to the church today. Amen. Somebody said, preacher, don't go there. I got to. A lot of things are being added to God's church today. I'm talking about churches that were on a foundation and solid, and we've let so many worldly things just come in until we've almost made it just like it would be going to a worldly event. Amen. We've turned them into entertainment centers. Amen. Somebody said, preacher, we got to do what we got to do to get people to come. Amen. I like them old preachers that said, if the Holy Ghost don't get them, if the Holy Spirit don't get them, they're lost. And they're doomed today. Amen. Watch what we deal on the foundation of God. I'm all for having a little fun. I am. I enjoy things that we do. I had a ball on this retreat we went on a week or so ago. But let's watch what we build on the foundation. Amen. Make sure that it's going to be tried. It's going to be tried. And if it's not of God, it won't stand. Gamaliel told them over there when all those were wanting to kill Peter and John and them. And Gamaliel encouraged them. He said, give them a little space. He said, if what they're preaching about, what they're teaching about, if there's nothing to it, it's not going to stand. It'll come to naught. Just like he gave examples of other people that tried to brainwash people and it came to naught. But he said, if this be of God, you can't fight against it.
Amen.
You can't today. So I want to encourage us to stay on the foundation of God. Be careful what we build on it. Amen. Let me read this to you. This is very familiar scripture. Somebody said, preacher, how is the foundation, how did it get established? How is it so strong? Let me read to you something here. The Bible said that right after Jesus was baptized, that he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. Boy, I can't imagine that. I mean, if I go several hours without eating, my sugar just goes wild. 40 days and 40 nights. Bible said he was hungry. I want you to understand, I appreciate what Brother Roger mentioned. Even though Jesus was God in the flesh, he felt and suffered pain just like you and I do today. And he felt his body had needs just like yours and I. And he was hungry. And the Bible said that the devil come over there and told him, said, command these stones that they be made bread.
Now, can you imagine how tempting that was for somebody that hadn't eaten anything in 40 days or 40 nights? He said, man, I shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. Passing the test. Passing the test. Bible said that devil wasn't finished. Devil ever bothered you and you get him off of you about one thing? He's over there scratching his little evil head thinking about something else he can come back to you with. Amen? He come over there and the Bible said that they went up on the pinnacle of the temple. Devil told him, said, if thou be the Son of God. Sounds a lot like that thief on the cross that said, if you're who you say you are, save us and yourself. If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus had an answer for everything. I'm sure it was tempting for the Lord just to jump off of there, knowing that his angels would catch him. Sure, it was tempting to Jesus to call out a legion of angels when they were hanging him on the cross. But Jesus told him, said, it's written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Passing the test, the foundation being laid. Bible said that Satan wasn't quite through with him. I always like this one here. Satan's trying to offer him what already belongs to him. Took him up to an exceeding high mountain. Showed him all the kingdoms of the world. He says, all these will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Little did Satan know he couldn't give Jesus what already belonged to him. Amen. He owns the cattle of 1,000 hills. Amen. We think a lot of times we're doing God a favor by giving something. He owns everything. Here's what Jesus said. He said, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Passing the test. Passing the test. I'm talking about a foundation that's been laid. Foundation that's been tried. Why would anybody else want to try to build another foundation that no doubt is on weak and shifting sand when you can go to this foundation that's already been tested and already been founded upon today? And there's folks today and they're looking for everything. They really are. And you just want to shake them. You want to say, why don't you just get on the foundation of God? That sure, steadfast. When I was growing up, and I'm glad to say, because every child can't say this, but when I was growing up, I grew up in a stable home. I did. And my daddy worked, and mama worked, and provided us with meals. If they ever fought or got into it, they did it when I couldn't hear them. I didn't have to worry about coming home and wondering if one of them was going to be gone or left. And I had the privilege of growing up in a stable home. And as I was growing up as a child, I felt the safest when I was at home with my parents because I knew the stability there. I knew the stability that was at home. After I got a little older and watched my parents get old and then I watched them die, I said, you know, I can't go to them for that stability that I felt as a child. But what they taught me about the foundation of God, about right from wrong, that I lean on. And that's what I'm standing on, that they taught me. God help us that we would, that families would teach their children. Amen. And I can tell there's some families in this church that have taught their children. I can tell by the way you've grown up and the fine young men and women that you've made. But the world needs today to get on the solid rock foundation. Amen. It's going to be tested. It's going to be tested. Everything you do is going to be tried. It would be nice if we went through life and nothing was ever
I tested, amen. I remember in school and boy, I dreaded a test because it seemed like the pressure of a test, especially if you only had so long to get it done. And boy, I'd get nervous and I'd shake and usually I wouldn't do very well on the test. But praise God, I had some teachers that kind of knew where I was at, and they let me do some extra work to kind of keep me caught up with the class. But I'm going to tell you, he passed the test for us, amen. You and I didn't have the ability to pass the test. We didn't. The Bible teaches us that we're sinners, amen, and that we've come short of the glory of God. So when we realize that we fail, that we come up short on the test, we can look and see that Christ passed the test for us on Calvary's cross, and all we have to do is accept that into our heart.
Amen.
Amen. Right. To be saved. Praise the Lord today. Praise the Lord. Amen. First house that I ever built was a Jim Walter house. Do y'all remember Jim Walter homes? They were, I think they've sold out long gone, but they had a deal that if you had a little land to put up, they would count that as your down payment. And they wasn't into building a house from the ground up and finish it. They built portions of it. You just told them whatever portion you wanted them to do, and you would do the rest. But one thing that they didn't do is I wanted a block foundation, and they didn't do block foundations. All they did was put piers up under. I remember they told me, they said, now it's your responsibility to get the foundation up. At your cost, at your discretion, it's your responsibility. They said, we'll furnish the lumber and the material, and we'll frame you a house on the foundation that you lay. We can't guarantee the foundation. If the house turns sideways, not because of the way we built it, so they were very adamant in making sure that I wasn't going to be laying in the box, that somebody knew what they were doing. And I said, I'm getting somebody that I know that does this very well, and they'll pour the footing, and they'll lay the blocks, and they'll put the piers at the specifications of the house plan, and all you have to do is frame on it. And that's what they did. They framed it up and put a roof on it. Put the front back door on the windows, no sheetrock, no nothing else, and then you finished it yourself. But I said that to say this. They could do the best work they could do and use the best material they could get, but if it was not on a solid foundation, if there was foundation problems, that was going to reflect on the structure of the house and everything was going to sink. So that's the reason today that we need to make sure that we get on the right foundation. If you want to see foundations that have failed, all you have to do is look around today. You'll see things that man has tried to put together, that man has tried to make the foundation for, and it's been tested by the winds and storms of life, and it failed the test. Amen? I'm going to say this in closing. I watched one of these history or documentary channels, and it was showing how things were built. This company built the cable for suspended bridges, these huge bridges that are suspended by cables. And this company built the cables for those bridges. And it was showing the agonizing work that went into building these cables and the twisting of the little pieces of steel, twisting, and until they got enough on there to make a cable that the engineers deemed heavy enough to support the bridge. And it was a long process in making these cables, and there was just feet and feet of these cables. And the owner of the place said, now here comes the tough part. He said, now our cables are going to be tested. He said, they don't want to find out when these cables are put on a bridge and a couple of big rigs go across and it doesn't support it. They want to find out beforehand that these cables that we made are going to support this bridge. And They took this big hydraulic system, and they could keep up with the pressure pounds that the hydraulic was putting on these. And they stretched, and they stretched. And the guy in the booth, he would add a little more. And they had a certain number that it had to get to before it broke. They were going to break it, but it had a certain number that it had to get to before it broke. And if it got to there, then all of this that they made could go to the bridge company to be installed. And it got real close to that limit mark, real close. And it began to break. And the owner of the place, the managers, the ones that had built all of this, they said, well, it's just the facts of life. What's hard of it? We'll scrap all of this steel and cable that we've made. We'll start over again. We'll find out where our technicality was, where the problem was, and we'll get it straightened out. We'll build it better. I'm thinking to myself, boy, I'm like having all that scrap cable that you throw it out. Well, I said that to say this. It was tested and it failed the test. Even though it was strong, it was very strong, it failed the test. But you'll not fail if you'll get on the foundation of Jesus Christ. Amen. You'll get on that foundation.
That's right.
You'll build upon it. Somebody said, preacher, how do I know what to build on it? Seek God's leadership and His guidance. I ask Him every day, Lord, help me to be the preacher and the pastor, God, that You would have me to be, because I don't know how. But Lord, help me to be that. And I feel like going straight to Him and asking Him to guide me. I feel like that's more valuable information than me going to some great professor in an Ivy League school and asking them what I need to do. I really do. I feel like I can go straight to the throne of grace and ask the Master.
That's right.
And I say, God, help me to be what You have me to be. Help me, Lord, to get my wants, my desires out of the way. Help me to be like You were, Lord, when You were in the Garden of Gethsemane and You were agonizing. And You looked at that cup and said, Father, if it be Thy will, this cup be taken away. But He went on to say, not my will, but Thy. Well, that's love, isn't it?
Amen.
That's love. I'll be willing to do what God wants me to do. Paul encouraged them. Take heed. Take heed. A lot of people think when Jesus looked at Peter and He said, Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church. There's a lot of people think that He was talking about Peter himself being the rock. Jesus is the rock. He's the cornerstone. He's what holds it together today. And everything else is weak and shifting sand. This goes back to the story of the three little pigs. Where do you build your house? How do you build it? What you put it on? It's not a matter if the storms are going to come. It's when they come. It's when they come. And they're coming. Amen. They try to build skyscrapers, especially in areas where there's known for hurricanes and earthquakes and different things. And they build these skyscrapers and they test them, especially over in the Asian countries, and they'll test them over and over and over again to see if the glass that they're using can withstand this and that. And a lot of times, certain portions of it fails the test. And they go back to the drawing board, and they redo it. But I'm glad to report to you today, Jesus passed the test. He passed the test.
Amen.
He formed the foundation. God laid this foundation for you and I today. And it'll stand, and it's the only thing that'll stand today. I'm not a very smart person, but Brother Chris, when I see the problems of this world and I see the trouble that's in families and I see these things, I'm thinking, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to find the answer to this. It's all here.
Amen.
It's It's all here. It's the foundation that our forefathers stood on. It's the foundation that those old-timey preachers preached on. Amen. That have gone on to be with the Lord. It's the foundation that the mama and the daddy and the family brought their children up to understand and to teach. Amen. It's the foundation that my school teachers had when I was, I'm telling my age now, but when I was in school, they not only taught you about things you needed to learn in the books, but they taught you about the war. Amen. They cared about whether you were going to pass or not. And most of my teachers loved the Lord. They showed that. They showed that. Preacher, that was the public school system. They were not supposed to be biased in one way or the other to persuade you to believe one thing or another. That's all right. My mom and dad already taught me before I got there. They were just reinforcing. Just reinforcing. The foundation of the Lord today. It'll stand. It'll stand. And all we have to do to see what a foundational weak and shifting sand is to look at what the devil's destroying all around us today. He's destroying. He's causing breakups in our families. All these things. I want to encourage you. Get on the foundation. Now come give us a song, Brother Bo. Amen. If everybody will stand.
.408 in this green book.